This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Monday. Hope everybody had a great Mother's Day this past weekend. We took 3 days off. Very, very good. Every week should be a three-day weekend. It really should. Because 2 days just isn't enough. Today, the P. Diddy trial begins.
This morning, opening statements in the racketeering and sex trafficking trial of Sean Combs.
If you use my approach, you can dock both.
The Bad Boy Records founder and music mogul is accused of forcing women into drug-fueled sex marathons. Combs has pleaded not guilty to the charges and says the sex was consensual, but for 20 years, prosecutors say he trafficked women and exerted his will by controlling their careers, leveraging financial support, and using intimidation and violence. Combs is seen kicking and dragging then-girlfriend Cassie Ventura in 2016 hotel security footage obtained by CNN. Prosecutors plan to introduce as many as 5 different versions of the video, and Cassie is expected to be among the first witnesses. The defense concedes violence was part of their relationship, but argues it's not coercing her to do anything. Prosecutors say Cassie and at least 2 other women were forced into elaborate and produced sex performances with male prostitutes called freak-offs that Combs recorded as blackmail. Some of the potential jurors said the subject matter was too much, and the judge feared others would back out if they had the weekend to think about it. So the lawyers will finalize the 12 jurors and 6 alternates this morning.
That's the jury. His kids and mom are supposed to be in court today. I think if I'm Diddy, I tell them to stay away until the defense does their part.
And not only that, I just don't want to hear all that.
No.
Mom and stuff, yeah.
And you've got your kids. I don't know how old his kids are. What are they, like 19, 15, and 14 or something like that? I don't think I'd have them in the courtroom today. Wait till the defense is going to paint you as a pretty darn good guy. That's when you bring them in.
Yeah.
Not
this. Well, but you know what is scary? I mean, I know we keep saying like he's going away forever and stuff, but with this third person that was supposed to testify not showing up, I don't know. It's getting a little sketchy.
I don't think it's going to matter. And I'll tell you why. Now, and I might be 100% wrong because I don't know crap about it. All right. I'll admit that. But they've got 40 different people going to testify. 40. And one missing. I don't know if it's going to change anything. She could be more, I guess, devastating than maybe 38 of the others.
Oh, who are the others? Still, they said there was only 3, and that's why it's a problem. Because
they got 40 testimonies they say they're going to get.
But I mean,
all in all.
3 from victims, right? Or 40 victims?
Don't know. I think there are some people that are not considered victims that are going to be, that were at some of the parties,
witnesses.
For example, witnesses and things like that. I heard it was going to be 40-something people. And it would take probably 3 weeks to do the trial.
I'll tell you what is going to hurt him is that one person that took a plea deal, the one that was charged with the drug possession or whatever at his house, because they took a plea deal and they're going to testify against him. And it was a worker. It was somebody that worked at the house. So you know they know stuff.
They know stuff.
They know stuff.
That's the type of witnesses, besides the three, and I guess one missing, of the actual victims themselves. So there's like 40, I think they said. And some are going to be for the defense, too. So it could break up in a lot of different ways. I just don't think I'd have my kids and mom in there today.
Do you think they'll bring wagons in with all the baby oil? Like just... like displaying them around and stuff. You know how they bring like...
just so you can get a visual of how much baby oil they're really confiscating.
Exactly, because they bring in evidence, right? They show the jury evidence.
I think I would.
Like wagons and wagons of baby oil with like drugs in it.
Kind of like that glove. If it doesn't fit, you must have quit, right? Like, bring in the baby oil.
Yeah, just a squeaky wheeled wagon.
Well, it wouldn't be squeaky if you just put some baby oil
on it. Well, that's right. You're right.
Yeah, you wouldn't have a squeaky wagon.
My bad.
I mean, all that oil, I mean, you got to figure that there's no squeaking with a wagon. Right?
How many cases was it? Remember, it was like...
oh, thousands of bottles.
Thousands of bottles. Yeah. And they were all, they all had like drugs in them, right?
We don't have probably no more than 500 at my house.
Yeah.
So for thousands, that means something really was going on there,
right?
Yeah,
do you buy Johnson & Johnson or do you get the off-brand?
We go generic.
Yeah, I do too.
I figure baby oil's all the same. You know, doesn't have to be Johnson & Johnson.
I do too. Yeah, I do the same generic thing. I'm like, Johnson & Johnson, you're dumb. This other stuff is cheap.
I don't know. What's your prediction here on this trial? What do you think's going to happen?
Hung jury.
You do?
Yeah.
Absolutely. He's going away for a long time.
But hung jury doesn't do that.
Oh, hung jury, like, oh, they're like opposite. They're
they
split down the middle.
They don't even know what
to do. I think
it's
going to be a landslide.
You'd be awful in court. Hung jury.
He's like,
absolutely. You'll go away forever. No. Hung jury means they can't get a decision.
Yeah, they're just
I think it's
going to
be one side.
Which means a retrial.
Right.
For the most part. It means a retrial. But it's something that could happen. I think it's guilty.
Yeah.
I think it's full on guilty. I think he's going to do at least 20 years.
And how long do you think the jury will commiserate, if you will?
I think that they'll be out for probably a couple of days.
Okay.
Well, maybe a couple of days. I watch a lot of crime shows, Jamie.
I know you do.
I don't think it takes
that
long. You're
our expert in this.
See, you know, you take like the O.J. Simpson trial, for an example. For those of you that remember it, it went on for weeks upon weeks and weeks.
But we all thought he did it, and then he got off.
He did do it.
I know, but he got off. Think about how crazy that is.
It is. It is crazy.
Yeah.
I think this one might be just a little bit different, though. I don't know why, because he did murder.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know what my reasoning is behind that. But I think they're not going to be out that long simply because the trial's not that long. The O.J. trial went on for, what, 8 weeks, 12 weeks?
It was a long time, lot. Yeah.
3 months, something like that. This one's supposed to end up maybe going 3 weeks?
Well, I think the fact that the judge allowed the video of him punching and kicking and all that to Cassie won't go over well.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I mean, people are like, okay, this guy, I mean, that sunk him, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because people, once you see a man hit and kick a woman like that,
terrible.
It changes you.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm done with you.
Bad video.
Yeah.
It's bad for the jury.
Yeah.
I would say that. No, what was the controversy with CNN? What did they do?
So they had the original video. They had the first original video.
From the hotel.
They altered it to make it short for television, and then they got rid of the original.
Oh, so they edited to their version and then destroyed the original video.
Correct.
Which means that the only thing we have is the CNN
edits. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which we have no idea what they edited.
Right. Exactly right. And that's where they tried to get it thrown out. We were almost screwed on that one.
That sounds criminal to me.
I know.
I mean, they should go get, let's arrest, well, Anderson Cooper.
Well, that's
what
I said. I said when I was telling you about it, I was like, it's CNN. You have one job. You know that's the original and only video.
And it's going to be evidence down the road.
It doesn't make sense why they did that.
It doesn't make sense at all.
Wow.
Now I'm mad again.
All right, Diddy trial starts today. BJ Jamie Morning Show, Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I was just watching this video. Have you seen this video of this Fox reporter that passed out live on TV?
I did. And how that anger just left her there?
Maybe she has that fungus.
Maybe she does.
The fungus you were talking about.
He just left her there.
He was startled. He didn't know what to do.
I know if I passed out right now, you'd run over here and you would leave the show.
I agree. I agree. 110%. I'm not disputing what you're saying. I'm simply saying He had no reaction.
Do you have the audio?
He didn't know. Yeah. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know if he should go to a commercial break. He tried to keep doing the news.
It was so weird.
It was so bizarre.
Was
if
awful.
Somebody passed out in front of me, I would jump to, I don't know if I'd help any in mouth-to-mouth resuscitation because I don't think I'd be very good at it. But.
I'd prefer you'd let me die.
I don't like your attitude today. Let me tell you something. You've been a pain in the butt since 5:30 this morning.
I've had 3 hours.
I'm sick and tired of it. Okay?
I'm just saying, your mouth on my mouth, no thanks. Just let me die.
Listen, maybe that's the way she felt with this newscaster. I don't know. All right, so they're on the set. He's talking to this woman. The woman, and this is on one of the Fox, I don't know, one of the Fox channels. He's doing the news. She's there talking, blah, blah, blah. And she just starts leaning over like this. Whoa, boom, and she's out. Gone.
She's on the ground.
He looks at her, looks back up at the camera, looks at her, looks back up, and starts to do a new story.
It's so awful.
And then he realizes, maybe we should go to a commercial break. She's out. She's not even in the picture anymore.
This guy
here we go.
Is such a douche. I mean, so this seriously.
It's a horrible human.
So this is about incompetency. It's not about ideology or... It's not about...
Oh my goodness. We're just going to get some help here for Cameron. Let me come back to Lydia while we get some help for Cameron here.
She's on the ground.
Lydia, we're going to go to a break right here. We'll be
She's
right back.
She's still on the ground. He doesn't even look down to, like, help her. President Biden, what?
He stays camera aware. He's not aware that somebody has just passed out and needs medical attention immediately. Instead, can we get some help in here? Meanwhile, let's go to reporter so-and-so.
Lydia.
It's just unbelievable.
It's so
the
weird.
Video's wild. I wonder what happened with her.
She probably is worried about being on camera, so she hadn't eaten. I'm not kidding. Low blood sugar.
She hadn't eaten?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's wild.
Yeah.
I never saw a follow-up on it to find out what happened. Here it is one more time.
So this is about incompetency. It's not about ideology or it's not about...
Oh my goodness. We're just going to get some help here for Cameron. Let me come back to Lydia while we get some help for Cameron here.
Meanwhile, we've got a new deal with Canada.
Lydia, let's go live to Lydia. So about Biden.
This lady is just laid. I would not want this guy around me in a medical emergency situation ever.
He's more worried about this stupid show than her. That is weird.
Some people are calling for him to be fired.
I agree with it.
I don't know if he should be fired. I think he just froze. I don't know what happened with this guy. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie. Check it out. There's an omelet on I-70.
Yeah, how many eggs?
I don't know. Dozens upon dozens. A semi-tractor trailer load. I don't know, thousands, right?
Probably, yeah.
I guess there was an accident earlier this morning. Spadell, you know anything about it?
Yeah, so it happened overnight at about 12:30. They said that a semi was trying to avoid a car that suddenly stopped in front of it, smashed into a pole. Now all these eggs are ruined.
All right, no. So the eggs are all over the road. People are picking up free eggs?
There are definitely a lot of eggs out there. Like, it looks like there's probably like 20,000 eggs.
Here's
it's kind of crazy.
The story.
This crash happened around 12:30 this morning, so really late overnight while you were sleeping. Aurora police, they're telling us that a semi crashed into a pole, and this happened because the driver of the truck swerved to avoid a vehicle that had suddenly hit the brakes in front of them. It sent debris flying everywhere, and whatever was inside the trailer of the truck. If you take a closer look, if Joe can zoom in on the debris here, it looks like it's mostly eggs in these cardboard boxes, and each box actually says 5 dozen eggs, so a lot of eggs strewn about here.
You know me, I love to do the math.
Well, that's scrambled right
here
there.
Here we go. Just as egg prices come down, all of a sudden, boom, they're going to go back up again.
All I really got from that story is the cameraman's name is Joe.
You didn't get the fact that a truck has flipped over with dozens and dozens of eggs?
No, just shout out to Joe.
You need some sleep.
I do need some sleep. I do. My flight was delayed.
I got a question for you. You know, Spadell, I know you flew just a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
You guys did over the weekend, Jamie and Carson. All right. Should you, and this is a thing that's popped up on social media, should you have to ask permission on a flight to put your seat back to the person behind you?
Oh.
Should you?
I don't.
I don't think so. No.
Well, that's what
it's
they're
polite,
saying.
It's polite, but I don't think you have to.
Well, they're saying it should be, I guess, etiquette in order to do that. That you should, but if you're going to put your seat back, you need to let the person behind you know.
I will tell you, I've almost like become paralyzed because one time I was so tired on a flight that I had my head on the tray table, and they put it backwards. Like, oh, God.
I'm with you. I've seen it both ways, or I've had it for me both ways. I've seen it where, you know, I'm in a situation where I want to go to sleep. I want to lean it back. I've also been behind somebody that leaned it back, and it was very annoying to me. So I've seen it from both sides.
I was on the flight last night with a guy that had a fake service dog.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Did he get busted?
Fake.
No, I said to him, I go, you seem very capable, and I'm like, were you in like a war or something? Did you see something bad or anything? He's like, no. I'm like, well, why you got a service dog? And he's like, yeah, I just do.
I think a lot of service animals are fake.
Yeah, this dog had the whole vest and everything. I was what's going on? You are this guy's from Monument. I'm like, you are totally capable. Right. You hold the conversation. I don't see any kind of like
emotional
PTSD
distress
like popping up anytime soon.
No.
He's like, yeah, no.
And it's always, you know, kind of iffy.
Yeah.
When you can order that vest on Amazon.
Exactly.
Okay. That should come from a doctor.
Right.
You shouldn't be able to get it on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's like those handicap placards.
Exactly.
It should come straight from a doctor's office, not Amazon.
Amazon, right?
Here's audio of a lady. She put her seat back on her flight. The lady behind or a guy behind her kicked her seat the entire way or pushed on her seat. When the flight landed, she brought it to their attention.
The whole trip, she pushed my seat. I'm allowed to put my seat back.
Quite irritated.
I don't know what the protocol should be. If you're tall, I would hope that somebody didn't do that to you. If, you know, your legs are long and I mean, that would suck.
Right? Yeah. Would lean back on you. If it's a kid back there, it's no big deal, right? But if it's somebody that's a bigger person, then, maybe you should ask. Because the old rule is you didn't have to ask at all.
Okay.
It didn't matter.
So here's my thing, the window situation.
Okay.
I like to fly with the windows up so I can see outside. There are people that just shut them. Oh, I can't stand it. I said to one guy when I was leaving here, I go, do you mind to open your window a little bit? I said, I get kind of claustrophobic. And I just like to see outside. He's like, oh, yeah, sure. No problem. But, I mean, it's like, why wouldn't you keep that thing open? Don't you want to see?
I'd rather have it open.
I hate it when it's open.
That's my deal.
Yeah. I have really bad motion sickness, and it being open makes it way worse.
Yeah. That's because you live in a basement.
Yeah, so you're used to it.
You're used to a Dungeness atmosphere.
It makes you feel comfortable.
And so it makes you more comfortable.
It does make
everything
me more comfortable.
Everything in there is shut down.
Yeah.
You're like, it's like you're at home.
It's easier to sleep, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy with the fake service dog wouldn't stop talking to me, and I even had headphones on. I literally was like, okay, you see that I have headphones on, and you're talking to me over the headphones? Like, that is insane, right? If somebody has headphones on or they have earphones.
It's a sign.
Yeah.
Like, it is a sign you should pick up
exactly.
on, right?
Oh, my God.
I saw a lady. We were going into, I can't remember what store, either Friday or Saturday. Frog and I were out. Oh, it was the mall. A lady, and she was elderly, and she had a service dog. I was suspicious of her, too, okay? Just much like you were with your flight, because you shouldn't have to, as you're going in a door, pull on the leash for yourself. That's what she was doing. She's pulling, and this dog did not want to go.
He's just giving laying down.
That's not a service dog.
No, they should be up at Adam.
No. Service dogs are trained to go wherever you go. You shouldn't have to coax him along in order to get him to go with you.
And there should be another rule on these flights, like I'm bitching, and that is you have to give your dog a bath before you bring him up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that dog smelled, and I'm just like, I'm like dry heaving a little bit while I'm having my rigatoni.
That'll ruin the rigatoni. What happened to all those stories of all these various, like, your support duck or
remember all those weird ones?
They seem to have gone away.
They passed something, or not like a law, but like a lot of airlines aren't allowing you to bring anything that's not a dog online.
Yeah, they cracked down on it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it seems to me like they wouldn't be able to crack down on it. I mean, everybody was accepting of the fact that some people need support animals.
Yeah, everybody needs a support cat.
I mean, you're completely against, the mentality in America if you say that you can't bring a support animal to the deal. So that's really bad of them.
Yeah, but they were bringing some weird stuff.
Donkeys?
I'm with Schmidl. I think they passed something.
Yeah, there was someone who had a Shetland pony.
Yeah, it got weird. It's true. He's not wrong.
You should be able to take your pony on a trip if you want. I got no problem with that. BJ and Jamie Morning Show, Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. It's a free app, and we'll have our podcast there. Coming up after 10 o'clock this morning, we have a new pope. It happened after we left here on Thursday. He is from America, from Chicago, but his brother could be a problem.
Yeah, he called Nancy Pelosi the dumb C word.
Yeah.
Which is insane for having a pope as your brother.
Yeah, the pope is your brother, and you're posting stuff. I wonder if he's going to back it down a notch.
He's got to.
Who goes and talks to him like, hey, brother, you got to understand here. This guy's the leader of the Catholic world out there.
Some cardinal will set him down.
They're going to send a busload of cardinals to his house.
They are.
His name is Lou. Lou's a problem.
Lou is a problem.
He's like that brother that was it Bill Clinton that had the brother that was out of whack?
I feel like everybody has a brother. He had one. He had a brother that was out of
Jimmy
whack.
Jimmy Carter had Billy Carter. Remember that?
Yeah.
So a lot of these big leaders, all of a sudden you got that one bad apple in the family that's causing problems for you.
It's crazy.
Oh, Lou. He made a couple of posts. And in those posts, he talked about Nancy Pelosi, calling her names, also her husband. He says that he's on Grindr a lot or something like that.
But that might be true. So, I don't know.
So he's in attack mode.
Yeah.
I think at some point, though, somebody, that busload of cardinals has to get to his house and shut him down.
I mean, literally, and Leo, the Pope or whatever, which, by the way, it's not rolling off my tongue.
What?
Pope Leo.
Pope Leo?
Yeah, it sounds like a young hipster name.
Man, it must have worked. Yeah. He's the 14th one.
No, I know, but you know what I'm saying? It just sounds like a young hipster, and it's like, it's not working for me. Yo, Leo, what up?
Bro? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Pope Leo spinning at the church nightclub.
Exactly. It just seems really young and hip, and it doesn't sound like
I don't think Jean I know anybody Hunter. Named Leo.
Well, my son's roommate's Leo.
Is it Leo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then maybe that's it.
Maybe that is.
But yeah, Pope Leo.
In my head, he has like two earrings.
By the way, Leo's real name is Bob.
Oh, is it? All right. Well, that's good.
He should have gone with Pope Bob.
That's way more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leo's Why is it they hip. Have to go with these names that's already been used 13 times?
Yeah, I don't
know. I mean, that name's worn out. I mean, nobody knows the difference between Leo the 12th and the 14th.
Well, and not only that, but if you're dyslexic, you're like, yo, let's go, Bob.
Yeah, Pope Bob. Let's go, Bob. Yeah, his name was Robert. It's Robert.
Right.
Prevost or something like that, right?
Yep.
And yeah, he went by Bob.
I was nervous for him because, I mean, your Italian has to be dead on, right? Because you're in Rome, so your Italian's got
to
be great.
I think you have to know like 12 different languages,
yeah,
don't you?
So I was like, when they cheered, I was like, oh, he must have said it right.
Yeah.
They were like, yay! Because he spoke in Italian, obviously,
the
right?
The guy's from the South Side. South Side of Chicago. And he's Pope. And when I look at these pictures, because for me, the Pope has always been very mystique. Because we didn't really know that much about him as Americans. And, you know, he was either from Argentina or South America or something of that nature. And we didn't know. We just didn't know. So it was, there was a mystery there, okay? This guy's from the South Side of Chicago. Mm-hmm. He's got a brother named Lou that loves to cuss.
My name is Lou. That guy over there, he's my bro.
They've got pictures. They got pictures of him when he was in his youth, and he's with his brother John and Lou, and they're all riding ponies together.
Yeah, it is.
It just seems weird.
It does. I agree with you.
It feels like the high majesty of the Popeness is gone.
I know. I'm with you on that.
He's a White Sox fan. Chicago White Sox. No Pope should ever be a White Sox fan.
God.
It's crazy.
It is kind of crazy.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.